Here's the New Cold War podcast with Edward Lucas.
The topic of fake news, colourful but fictional stories designed to skew a country's politics, made headlines in 2016 in America's presidential election. But fake news was alive and well in Belarus 10 years earlier, as I noticed in this piece in February 2006. Trial by fire, water and TV in Belarus. Few readers of this column, I suggest, watch Belarusian television. Here's what you're missing. On February 3rd, it started a series of documentaries about modern history. The first was pretty mild. It merely said that President George W. Bush's grandfather had laundered Nazi money while American corporations had financed the Nazi attack on the Soviet Union. It also claimed that the Coca-Cola company had invented Fanta, specially for the Nazi war machine. That was standard stuff in the Soviet era. I remember listening to Radio Moscow and Radio Peace and Progress and other communist broadcasters who tried endlessly to prove that as Hitler was a capitalist, so capitalists must be Nazis. The next programme started by denouncing American democracy. It said that American election results are carefully choreographed. That really puzzled me. Does it mean that the wicked string pullers decided that it was necessary to have a cliffhanger result in Florida in 2002? If so, why? If the choreographers are capable of keeping us all in doubt for weeks, surely they're clever enough to fix the result properly, either for Al Gore or for George Bush, from the start. Logic may not be a central ingredient in this brew, but nostalgia for the most pungent propaganda of the Stalinist era certainly is. Viewers were next treated to a guest appearance by one Yuri Vorobyevsky, a Russian expert, who explained that America's system of government is rooted in the philosophy of Freemasons. I once heard Freemasonry described as the great conspiracy of the second rate. At best, it's a good way of raising money for charity, fueled by some bogus rituals. At worst, it makes even murkier that slightly sleazy world where local government and land development overlap. But Vorobyevsky spoke darkly and unilluminatingly about the truly repulsive Masonic rituals. I was puzzled by the lack of detail, so I googled, quote, repulsive Masonic rituals, unquote, and found zero entries. There are some lurid sites attacking Freemasonry in general, but I don't imagine they were much help for Mr. Vorobyevsky's programme. They're not only clearly written by mad people, but they also denounce Freemasonry for its links to communism. A bit later on, he added a new note saying that Hollywood is being run by Masons and Sodomites. I wondered if he'd forgotten the Jews or was saving them for later. Walt Disney, incidentally, is the destroyer of children's souls. Against this daily, hourly drip of pro-regime, anti-Western programming, it's hard for the opposition to make headway. Alexander Milinkiewicz, the rather impressive physicist, who's the Democrats' joint candidate for the presidential election and the beneficiary of some rather muted outside support, gets just 2 half-hour television broadcasts. Until last week, when candidates were registered, campaigning was prohibited. So Mr. Milinkiewicz has just got 4 weeks to get his name across before the election on the 16th of March. He can't advertise in the non-state press, and there isn't much other press except the non-state press, and he's not allowed to meet voters except in state-approved locations. He can't spend more than $30,000, and he has to watch his words. Slander is a vague charge in the electoral rules, which can get you disqualified. None of these constraints, of course, apply to President Alexander Lukashenko. His plentiful public appearances, denunciations of the opposition, and fawning media coverage are all justified on the grounds he's speaking not as a candidate, but as head of state. That goes down well with his core supporters, who are mostly provincial, less well-educated and untravelled. They're also the ones most likely to believe the absurd smears against the West and against the opposition. What about the other voters? Well, if the regime would only give me a visa, I'd go and find out. This is Edward Lucas with the New Cold War podcast. You can find more about me, my books and other publications at edwardlucas.com or follow me on Twitter at Edward Lucas.
This has been a Homegrown Media production. For more on the New Cold War, please visit edwardlucas.com.